The conference is now being recorded.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the fourth quarter and full year results conference. On the call, we have Simon Andrews, Commercial Finance Manager, and Bert Alfonso, the Global CEO. Go ahead, thanks, Bert.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you, Lisa. Let me start with a few of the highlights from the recent announcement, and then I'll just open it up for questions, whatever you may have. So our we've just announced our full year results. Our growth was 51%. That's a net sales number on 53% higher units. In the fourth quarter, we had a growth rate of 23% versus last year's fourth quarter, again, based on net sales. We're also at this time reaffirming what we had indicated back in the third quarter call, that we still expect our net sales projection for 2018 to be in the range of 55% to 70% year over year. Again, that's a net sales number. In terms of highlights for the quarter, Yowie North America sales were $3.5 million versus the fourth quarter of the prior year. That was essentially flat, was up about 1%. While we had good growth in convenience and grocery channel, that was largely offset by declines in our largest retailer that was down about 15% versus the prior quarter. For the total year, sales at our largest customer were up about 32%. There were a number of factors that contributed to that. One we've already talked about, which is the delayed program launch of Discovery World. We also did not repeat last year's licensing when we had Angry Birds in market. And there are a number of other competitive factors in the marketplace. In terms of the Australia business, it had another very good quarter, and we continue to make really better than expected distribution gains in our partnership with Universal. And that's across convenience channels and mass merchandisers. And we continue to be in discussions with some of the larger retailers that we believe will come on stream shortly. Our market share in the U.S., all in, which includes all outlets, including convenience, was up slightly at 0.51 versus 0.50. That's based on the Nielsen data for June 17th, and that's versus the prior quarter. Excluding convenience, we were actually down a couple of ticks at 0.98 versus 1.00, and again attributed to lower growth at our largest retailer. Just to give you a sense of the category in total, chocolate sales in the U.S. were up 2.7% in the post-Easter period. For the full year, chocolate sales on a 52-week basis, again, that's based on the Nielsen data for June 17th, were actually up just a fraction, not quite 1%, and that really just reflects a slow growth in the category. The segment of the category which actually is growing by far the fastest is what you might call the novelty segment or Candy Plus, in which we participate. We did put out an earlier announcement after the third quarter on our spring marketing campaign. It's gone extremely well by any measure. We do measure it based on Google metrics, and both YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram had very, very good results, which we interpret as continuing to make progress on raising brand awareness in the market. Toward the end of the fourth quarter, we made a small shipment into the UK market. That's really a market test in convenience stores. As I already mentioned, we did reaffirm our 2018 expectations around net sales at 55% to 70%. Concurrently today, we put out an organizational announcement, and we've made some changes in the organization Sal Alvarez, who is heading up our Yowie North America business, is stepping down. Mark Schuessler, who has been looking after our international business, our COO, will take on those responsibilities. We've also added a marketing resource in our Hong Kong location where we do all of our product development, and that's specifically aimed at increasing the speed at which we bring to market innovation, as well as all the packaging changes that we require as we enter different countries and markets. Let me pause there. Those are the highlights, and I'll open it up to questions.
Thank you so much, Bert. If anybody would like to ask a question, star one on your phone now, please. No questions at this stage, Bert. Oh, no, we do have one, actually. Mike Munro
okay.
from Hartley. Go ahead. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Bert. Just quickly, no update in today's report about the legal action for the state of affairs with the extra wrapping machine, because on a call you were looking at inspecting that and possibly bringing that to New York. What's the state of that wrapping machine, and are you able to get an update on that sort of current legal resolution?
Yeah, let me comment on the wrapper first. We in fact have reached an agreement with the folks at Whetstone to recover that wrapper. I think I mentioned previously that we have inspected the wrapper and found it in good shape, and we do plan to crate it and bring it to the New York third party manufacturing facility probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks. The attorneys are just straightening out a little bit of paperwork. Obviously the judge had ruled in our favor some time back. I believe it was last November. And so it won't be long before we put that on stream. What I would tell you is that as we look at the 2018 volumes and the production that we're getting out of the plant, the third wrapper is something that we believe we would have had to order one in the next 3 months or recover this one as we look at 2019 and beyond. So that should be closed quite shortly. In terms of the other the other parts of the case, we did have a mediation back in June, which didn't unfortunately result in a meeting of the minds in terms of what we might be willing to pay to settle in terms of a nuisance payment, if I could call it that, and the expectations on the other side. And so that will continue going to trial. We expect that could happen late this year, perhaps early next year, again, continue to believe that we have a very solid case in that regard. So on the wrapper side, we're just about finished with that aspect of the case with the other standing.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mike.
Thanks, Bert. Our next question is from Franz Majus from Matchpoint Investment. Thank you.
Hello, hi, Bert. Can you please tell us more
Sorry.
About the slowdown in the U.S. market, please?
Yeah. Listen, the U.S. market slowdown is it's primarily attributed to our largest retailer. I think everyone knows who that is. We're always asked not to name names, but having said that, yeah. If you look at what's happened in the quarter, on the one hand, we had anticipated in the original, we had actually anticipated a Yokai launch, which we replaced with Discovery World. And what we're seeing is a slowdown of about 15%. In terms of units per store per week in the quarter. My sense of it is that part of that is attributable to who are not bringing Series 3 to market. We are producing Series 3 now, and we'll bring it to market. I'll also have a point to make about the first quarter of 18 with respect to that. So I think part of it is execution on our end, to be honest. With some of the manufacturing issues we had about 6 months ago, Series 3 got delayed. To be honest, we really just need to bring innovation to market much sooner than every 12 months. And in this case, it'll be almost 14 months. So it's more of an executional issue on our part. I feel that we've got a handle on it as Series 3 rolls out in the quarter. And we have we're pretty far in advance on Series 4, which we're co-promoting with the World Conservation Society. But you really have to bring the innovation sooner. I think the collectors are a little bit tired of Series 2 at this stage, and where they buy most of the product is in our largest retailer. So I attribute it really to more of an executional issue on our end. Having said that, the units per store per week are still quite strong. It's not that our largest retailer is disappointed. It's well above the threshold, but certainly we are in terms of a slowing. And you'll see that in our first quarter that we're in currently. We expect to launch Series 3 toward the end of the quarter. Last year we launched Series 2 at the very, very beginning of the quarter, and we had a really big July. That's gonna continue to tamper us for another quarter, where we expect the first quarter, despite our expectations around 55 to 70% growth for next year, and we've got some strong revitalization plans for the U.S. market, including our largest retailer, we don't expect the first quarter to be, you know, much more than single-digit growth versus last year same time, again, with a lot of it being attributed to the delay in our innovation.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bert. Our next question is from John Bertolini from DDB. Go ahead, please, John.
Any new retailers on board in the U.S.? I know you're talking about a couple in the June conference call. Any update on that one? And also with regards to retailers for Australia?
It's the same ones that will in terms of the U.S., the same ones that we've been working on that we will ship in the quarter, which is the Winn-Dixie business, which we think is quite an attractive business. We're also in discussions with Albertsons. While we do have a good business at Safeway, we're only now starting to break into the other one. We have expanded, and I've mentioned this before, our business in Target. We've gone from 200 to 300 stores, and now we're closer to the front before we're in the back of the store. So our view is that we will pick up a couple of key accounts in the first quarter. We've got the orders in hand, and we'll be shipping them over the next 30 days. In the fourth quarter, not so much.
Okay, thanks, Bert. Our next question is from Matt Whitlock. Go ahead, please, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Bert. Just a question in regards to the rollout in Australia. I've talked to a number of friends who are geographically spread across Australia and are also investors in Yearly. And the word is that, you know, we're seeing boxes, empty boxes, and in some cases, boxes not even on the shelves anymore, just a tag. And we've anecdotally talked to some of the store managers and said, you know, what's the story here? Are you selling well? And the feedback has been that they can't get their hands on the product.
Yeah, we shipped a couple of containers about a week ago. And it does take a little time to get there. I think, to be honest, while we always had strong expectations for Australia, the product has been received even better than we had expected, which I mentioned, and I believe that'll be the case for some time to come as we have a lot of runway, and so We do have product on the way. I know, you know, there should be some product certainly that's still in market in the warehouse, but it's not a production issue on our end. We can certainly make enough product, and it's just a matter of forecasting a little bit more accurately with Universal in terms of the expectations and being able to bring product to market a bit faster.
And we're doing that, are we? Are we going to have those discussions? Because to my memory, we had a similar case, you know, in the initial rollout through the U.S. where, you know, people on the ground were finding the same sort of issues and understand that, you know, it's a matter of, you know, how much is ordered by the wholesaler in many cases. But still, you know, with good money in the bank, you know, why wouldn't we maybe give more favourable terms and back our product and say, look, guys, you know, you want to order this much, we think you should order twice the amount because of these reasons and this is what we're seeing, you know, and you know, pay us in 90 days rather than 30 and let's not run out of stock. I mean, it just, yeah, it seems a little frustrating.
Yeah, no, I think you bring up a good point. It's certainly one that that we're conscious of and we're addressing. As I said, there is product on the way. We've got product in production as well. We just really need to catch up, and I think it's just gotten a little ahead of us. I mean, we're only in market now, I guess, a couple of months, and we need to run a little harder there. But the good news is it's not an issue around being able to supply the product, and we need to catch up a bit and stay ahead of it. I think it's a good point.
Yep. Okay. Thanks, Bert.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bert. We have another question from Franz from Matchpoint Investment. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Hi. I have another question about asking. We've already mentioned the level of capitalization of the company. Do you have any plan to handle that point at all?
Can you say that again, Franz? I didn't quite catch that.
I say we already mentioned the level of capitalization of the company. You know, you're sitting on quite a certain amount of cash.
Yes. Yeah, I know we've chatted about that in the past in terms of uses of cash. You know, we started the year with around, somewhere in $31 million in change. These are U.S. dollar equivalents. And are ending the year at about 26 and change. So, you know, around about 4.8 million or so. Certainly, there's no doubt that we certainly have enough capital to get, you know, and make the moves that we want to make. As we get further into this year, in 2018, we are expecting to be EBITDA positive. You know, the board does discuss and consider, you know, what it needs to do with its capital in terms of investing versus any form of return to shareholders, and that is an active discussion. And certainly, as we get more and more confident around being cash flow positive toward the end of this year, and certainly could be sooner than that, we'll make the right decision for all shareholders.
Okay. Do you have a schedule or timetable for this?
Timetable, I would say certainly, you know, within the transgression of the current year for sure.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks, Bert. We don't have any further questions.
Well, if there are no further questions, I'd like to just thank everyone that took the time to be on the call. Let me just end by saying we're, you know, as a management team, we continue to be very, very positive about the prospects for the company. We think we've got a strong plan for 2018. We're making the changes that we need to make to execute better in market. And despite the fact that it's a bit more competitive out there, we do have a unique product. From my perspective, we expect to have a very good year. So thank you for your support, and my plan would be a little bit further into the quarter to probably be in Australia visiting with investors. I'll just wait a little while until the quarter gets going so I have a bit more insight and a little bit more to say about the quarter and the year. But thank you very much.